did our state in 53 start going to turnpikes? Because we were not a wealthy state? Because there are a lot of states don't seem to use the turnpikes as much as we have.
Mm-hmm. Well, highways have been underfinanced in Oklahoma since the creation of the highway department 100 years ago. I mean, they didn't even have gas tax for the first 10 years. They were just nice guys riding around in old cars. They were hucksters. And under Trapp, the first penny gas tax was passed, and that was challenged because it said the legislature has to appropriate every dime that's spent. You can't just earmark a tax. Well, it went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court decided, well, that's a kind of appropriation because the legislature can change it if they want to, which is stretching your imagination. But it stuck, and we had a lot of earmark taxes, like for welfare in the Depression. But to the point, we were always underfinanced. We had Old 66 between Oklahoma City and Tulsa, the two population centers of the state. And the idea was we'll sell bonds and build a first-class road and let it be self-liquidating. Or we never would have had that road. We wouldn't have had the Creek Turnpike if we hadn't sold bonds. If we'd been waiting for ODOT to do it, we'd still be waiting for it. Because ODOT, from the time we passed that gas tax in 87, hadn't had a funding increase until 2007, 20 years later. While the price of materials were going up 100%, the load factor of the cars had gone up 67%, and the revenue was dead flat. So I got involved in jumping ahead now to 2005 in a group called Oklahomans for Safe Roads and Bridges, and we wanted to pass another gas tax. We were trying to pass the six-penny gas tax to try to solve this problem, which would have raised a little less than $100 million. Well, you know what happened then. The price of gasoline was going up asymptotic to the y-axis, and we got beat worse than any statewide vote that had ever happened. We got 13% affirmative votes. 87% of the people in the state said no. Not exactly the high water mark of my political career, but we did make an impression on the legislature, who all committed. They didn't want the gas tax, but said something needed to happen. So 2 years later, under the leadership of Chris Binge and Mike Liotta, they passed the first major funding increase for the Department of Transportation. They followed back-to-back in 2 years. Now, instead of $250 million, we're getting about $450 million for the highway department. And we need every dime of it.
It occurs to me, you said Highway 66, known as